than that in my life. And I can tell you a little bit of the new meaning for me is that when I came here, pretty much just wanted to stop drinking, stop using. That was the problem. That's what I thought the problem was. And it was a symptom of my problem because that's what I did on a daily basis and I needed to do it on a daily basis, but I didn't know why. And so for me, the most important thing was to understand the first step of Cocaine Anonymous for myself. And I need to know in my heart of hearts what happens to me when I put the first one in, so that I know that I need to not put the first one in order to have any chance of this recovery. Okay, so that was like the most important thing. My friend Jill spoke last Sunday, and she reminded me, as I'm reminded of all the time, that this is a process. It is not an overnight matter. However, I will never get to be part of the process if I don't stop picking up that first one. You know, it's those continuous moments that go into days, that may go into more and more, that give me a chance. So, with that said, one of the things I know today that's different is that I was very me-centered, okay, selfish, self-centered. You taught me that I was these things. I might not have thought so much. And today, I'm a very God-centered person. And that is a huge new meaning of life for me. I don't need to be in charge of everything today. Every decision I make, more importantly, every decision you make, every action you take, I have a higher power in my life who's in charge. And I just needed to start in step two believing that, and that relationship is still growing today, I will tell you, a few 24 hours later. And that's why I mean it's a process. Don't be hard on yourself if this isn't all coming together in a matter of days. It's not going to. It's going to take some time. For a change to happen, it's going to take some time. But was it Al who said, I thought this was great, because if it's not the most important thing in my life, my recovery, probably not much change is going to happen. And so going from a me-centered to a God-centered life, you know, started in step two, but in order to get me out of the way, I came in with a lot of garbage, a lot of baggage. And so I needed to make a decision that I was going to take some action. And in 4 and 5, I really got to clean the house, right? And in 6 and 7, I got to recognize all these defects of character that you guys helped me figure out, because I didn't really think that was the problem. I really thought the problem was the drugs and alcohol. And the problem is in my mind. So I need to change the way I think, the way I, you know, act, my attitudes, how I perceive things. And if I'm in charge, it will be the way it always was, the way it always was. If I now have a higher power to turn a lot of that stuff over to, I'm free. I'm free of the garbage. And I can just go and, you know, face each thing that comes in front of me, knowing that God is on my side. I mean, an example is doing this. And I have a higher power in my life today that I can say, you know, please take this anxiety from me. It's a defect of character, really. And it's standing in the way of me being helpful to others. It's a delusion, as my friend Jeff would say, you know, based on fear. And so I can at least say, God, please take this from me. And, you know, and then I'm just left with love, right? So anything is possible, if I can even get up here for 10 minutes. And another way that my life is, okay, let me tell you once where I found it. I found it life has new meaning or will take on new meaning in the chapter that teaches us how to work with others. And so that is basically you're getting ready to work your 12th step. And so what that said to me, by that being at that place in the big book, it kind of seemed like it was a promise, like life will take on new meaning. But if this book is so well written, please refer to this book often, the big book. If it says it there, then it's indicating to me that I need to do steps 1 through 11 before this before I might feel this. There's promises that are given to me after taking 9 steps, and many of those came true by the time I got to that point. And so I think that the changes that occur, you know, I got to know the problem, I got to find a higher power, I got to clean my house, I got to make relationships right with others. So now I'm feeling good. I feel good. And to get to this place where it tells me life will have new meaning, it means I have to do more. So it means that in step 10, it tells me on a daily basis I need to do 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And in 11, it tells me that in the morning I need to ask for God's guidance and how he would have me be today. And at night, thank him and also say, where could I have done better? Like, I could have done okay, but it wants me to be the best that I can be. And so that is like, you'll hear around here sometimes that we have the opportunity to go into this like fourth dimension of recovery. And that's like even greater than just kind of getting normal by cleaning our house and making things right with others. We get to go to this place that I can't even explain. It's like an undreamed of future. I live an undreamed future right now. And it's because, and I'm not perfect at this, but if I have these tools and I use them and I work this 10th step on a daily basis or to the best of my ability, and I pray and meditate, I am going to be able to be what I ultimately want to be, which is of the most service to all of you and others. You in this room, because this is why I have the life I have today, but also in my family situations, my children, my husband, I probably fall short there the most. And in all aspects, community, church, children, school, job, I'm gonna be able to do this because you have showed me the solution, and you have given me the opportunity to take the action to have this new way of life. I do know today that the most important person in the room is the newcomer, and that's who I am to be accessible to, and I want to be today. I want to give back, and I think Bill or Bob, they're the founders of the Big Book, they said that the sole purpose of an AA or a CA meeting is to teach and practice the principles of the 12 steps. And so it's my responsibility as a member who's been taught to make sure that that's what we're offering, because that's how we get well. And anybody can have this. I truly believe that if you're willing to do these steps. There's suggestions, directions, and many different things in the book, but they will offer you a new way of life. And I am so grateful to have this new meaning in my life, and I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited when I work with new people, and I'm excited to work through the steps, and it can be frustrating at times, and there can be drama involved, but I was there. I came in with all that drama and all that excitement and all that craziness and all the every argument against everything you said. So I can be patient and tolerant of that. And I guess that would be the one other thing another thing that life has given new meaning to me is the way way I am with others. I am not so quick to judge. I have time for you. It's kind of that love and tolerance of others is our code. I feel that I have that today. I have the ability to not see the worst in you. There are still situations that I fall short. But for the most part, I want to see the good in you, you know, because I believe that, truly believe that we are the lucky ones that get into these rooms, and it's only by God's grace. I didn't earn it to be in this room. Everything I did out there would not earn me this new life. So God's grace gave me the opportunity, and through you guys and my connection with him, I have now got this opportunity to give it back. So that's my take on a new meaning of life. Or a new way of life.